Stevenson University and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Mustangs Basketball. This multimedia broadcast is available online and on your mobile device and is powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stevenson University. Now, let's go to the hardwood. This is Mustangs Basketball.
We welcome you to the BB&T Arena in Frederick, Maryland for a regional rivalry Commonwealth Conference game between the Stevenson Mustangs and the Hood Blazers. Hello, everyone. Rob Dawson on the road with you, and we thank you for joining us here on SFMSports.net tonight. Well, how about the Mustangs? You can't cool them down. They have won 9 games in a row, and that kind of streak is catching attention across the nation. The Mustangs received 1 vote for top 25 recognition in the USA Today Division III women's basketball poll. It's the first time in program history the team has been mentioned in the poll, and for good reason. They're off to their best start in school history at 11-2, besting the 2005-06 team. Their latest win was a 65-47 win over Alvernia. Kiara Harmon scored a career-high 21 points, and Sarah Tarbert rebounded from some recent struggles to put up 20 points, the fifth time she has had at least 20 in a game. Ty Bender also got a career-high in the game with 8 assists, with the Mustangs did it with their defense, as has been the case so many times this year, forcing 29 turnovers and only allowing 47 points to the opponent. Meanwhile, the Hood Blazers are hot right now. Don't get there distracted by their record. They're only 4-10 on the season, but they've won 3 in a row and are 2-3 in the conference. They knocked off Widener's 71-58 on the road, thanks to a double-double by Rachel Kessler. In fact, Kessler has been on a tear over the last 6 games. She set 3 new career highs and points. Another problem facing the Mustangs in this game is Rachel Wiley, who got 12 rebounds last game and is averaging 11 boards for the season. And someone who coach Jack Mail of Hood says Wiley is their best player. Well, Hood was a struggling team last year, and the Mustangs pounced on them. In the first meeting back in December 2013, the Mustangs had their best defensive performance, crushing the Blazers 61-35 and only allowing 8 points to Hood in the first half. In the second meeting, they almost matched that, meeting the Blazers 61-42, beating the Blazers 61-42, a game where Ty Bender and Caitlin Roy each had 6 steals apiece. The Mustangs are hoping for that same kind of defensive intensity. As Coach Jackie Boswell said in our weekly interview, defense travels, and the Mustangs know they have to be great on the defensive end to stop the streaking Blazers. When we come back, we'll go over the tail of the tape and our players to watch. It's game number 14 of the season between the Stevenson Mustangs and the Hood Blazers in Frederick. Tip-off coming just after 6 o'clock. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Got me dancing right out of my shoes. Tired girl, don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pre-Game Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to BB&T Arena in Frederick, Maryland, as we get you set for Stevenson women's basketball as they go up against the Hood Blazers. Rob Dawson courtside here in Frederick, Maryland, and we're here on the opposite side of the scores table. We are staring at the Hood bench. We're kind of in a corner, so there are some angles on the diagonal across from us on the court that you might not be able to see well, but we'll try our best. It is prime seating position for the action going on right in front of us. And going on right in front of us right now, the Stevenson women's basketball team warming up on this side of the court. We take a look at our tail of the tape first, and between these two teams, they are starkly different on the offensive end, close similar on the the defensive end. We take a look at the scoring points per game. Stevenson at 66.5. Hood 55.5. So almost an 11 points per game difference between the two teams. Stevenson doing much better than Hood in field goal percentage. Stevenson close to 40% on the season. Hood around 33. It's Stevenson second in the conference in that category. They're sixth in the conference in three-point field goal per shooting, but Hood last in points per game, field goal percentage, three-point field goals, and free throw percentage. Rebounds, Hood has Stevenson's number, 41 versus 39, but Hood's being out-rebounded by about three rebounds a game. That goes to the fact that their shot selection has not been good this so far in a lot of games this season. Stevenson's almost doubling up Hood in assists. Hood has about five more turnovers a game. However, they have decreased those as of late in the season, but they still are second in the conference in turnovers. Stevenson, fourth in the conference out of nine with 18 turnovers a game. But look at that steals total. Stevenson, 14 steals. They are first in the Commonwealth. Hood, 9 steals a game. They are fourth in the Commonwealth. And opposing points per game, Stevenson has a margin of about 12 for the season so far. Hood has been giving up 11 more points than they score. Opposing field goal percentage is similar, and opposing three-point field goal percentage is similar. We take a look at our players to watch in this game, and boy, you could go in so many different directions. It's really going to be a guard and center kind of matchup today. And because Rachel Wiley was the best player that Coach Jack Mail told me this afternoon, he's like, you know, Rachel Kessler's doing a good job, but that's no slight to her, but Rachel Wiley is our best player on the court so many times this season, and she really has been tremendous, leading the Hood Blazers in scoring with 11.2 points a game, averaging 11.8 rebounds a game, so she is averaging a double-double on the year. Just under two blocks, and even though she's only shooting 51% from the free throw line. She started all but two games in her career, five double-doubles on the year. Her career high is 20 points, and in one particular game this year, she has set a school record with eight blocks in a game. So Rachel Wiley is our player to watch for Hood, and because of that, it'll be good to see the matchup here between Rachel Wiley and Sarah Tarbert, the 6'1 sophomore forward. Of course, we've said Sarah is the player to watch in so many of these games this year, but she is our player to watch. We can also throw Caitlin Roy in there because she had eight rebounds against Hood in the second time that these two teams meet. Really played a good game, but we will give it to Sarah Tarbert for our player to watch. Averaging about 17 points a game, 11 rebounds a game, 3.5 steals a game. She has eight double-doubles and top 20 in the nation in steals. Ty Benner did pass her, though, so both of them in the top 20 in steals at the beginning of the day in Division III. And five times Tarbert has had 20 points or more in the game. Of course, though, as we can mention, you can throw Ty Benner in that category. She's going to have her hands full, possibly drawing the defensive assignment for Rachel Kessler, who has, as we mentioned before, set three new career highs in the last six games. So she really has been on a tear. Kessler's up to her scoring average to about 9 per game. But Ty Benner, so clutch with those steals in the perimeter, especially doesn't even allow the guards to feed the post player. Her swooping hands get in, and she is a prime candidate as well for a player to watch. We will take a break, come back. We'll hear in the starting lineups. We'll take you live for that. We'll also probably have the national anthem here, too, as most schools will do the national anthem before the starting lineup. Stevenson does it in the opposite fashion. Actually, before we go to break, we want to remind you about the Hall of Fame. It's time to nominate a Stevenson University student-athlete for the 2015 Hall of Fame class. The Athletics Hall of Fame will honor former outstanding student-athletes, coaches, and administrators for their accomplishments and service to Stevenson's athletic program. Nominees for the class of 2015 will include those who graduated from Stevenson, formerly Villa Julie College, in 2005 or earlier. The second class of the Hall of Fame will be announced in in July 2015 and inducted on October 23rd, 2015 as part of the university's homecoming and family weekend. To nominate someone, visit GoMustangSports.com, select Inside Athletics, and click on Hall of Fame. Nominations will be accepted through February 1st. And if you missed it at the top of the show, some breaking news with the Stephenson Mustangs women's basketball team. They are mentioned in the national poll for the first time in program history. Of course, when you win 9 games in a row, that's bound to happen. Stephenson receiving 1 vote in the USA Today Division III women's basketball poll. So congratulations to them. They are joining them about 7 teams receiving votes. So you could easily say that Stephenson is in the top 35 teams in the country. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to Coach Jackie Boswell on the milestone. What a milestone it is for them here today. Well, we're getting ready for the national anthem here in game number 14 of the season between the Mustangs and the Blazers as both teams head to foul line extended as we get you ready for the national anthem and the start tip of this game. We want to thank all of our audience joining us on SFMSports.net. Of course, you can listen on mobile way. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in the broadcast. Coming up, it's the Hood Blazers and the Stephenson Mustangs. We will take a break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stephenson women's ice hockey have hit the ice for the third season. And SFMSports.net is there for every save, goal, and power play. Board check. Listen to every Mustangs women's ice hockey game this season. Paul Taylor travels with a team to bring you the action live on the Mustang Sports Network.
Score!
Visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports for broadcast schedules, on-demand content, and highlights. The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Score!
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
I'm loving the switch-up, the switch-up, the switch-up. I'm loving the switch-up. I'm loving the switch-up, 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 switch-up. I'm loving the switch-up, switch-up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's. With a whole new way to order, now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office. Dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy 5 medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the 6th one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages, limited time offer.
This is Stephenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to BB&T Arena in Frederick, Maryland, as we get you set for the Stephenson University women's basketball Mustangs going up against the Hood Blazers. We have the starting lineups in, and we will read them to you as they're being read on the public address system as the Hood Blazers are being introduced. But we'll start with the Mustangs, and starting lineup today, Kaylee Guzek, number 4, guard, 5'5 senior from Ashburn, Virginia. Number 12, a 5'8 senior guard, Kiara Harmon from Waldorf, Maryland. Number 15, from Ellicott City, Maryland, 5'7 senior guard, Kayla Kelly. A 5'3 senior guard from Richmond, Virginia, number 23, Ty Bender. And then from Delta, Pennsylvania, 6'1", sophomore forward, number 31, Sarah Tarber. Of course, the head coach is Jackie Boswell. For the Hood College Blazers, starting lineups, number 0 from Waldorf, Maryland, 5'4", junior guard, Verkia Smith. A 5'7 junior guard from Columbia, Maryland, number 3, Alexis Briscoe. Number 11, a 5'5 junior guard from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, number 11, Ariana Delerme. A 5'7 senior guard from Middletown, Maryland, just down the road, number 15, Rachel Kessler. And then a 5'11 senior forward, number 25, Rachel Riley from Frederick, Maryland. Those are your starting lineups. Stevenson comes in. In the road green uniforms with white Stevenson across the front, white numbers in the back, black outline, and white numbers in the front, too. White stripes down the shorts of the jersey and down the shorts with a little black patch as well. Hood, similar design, white jerseys, blue hood across the front, blue numbers, black outline on them, and blue stripes design down the jersey and shorts. In the tip, it will be Wiley and Tarbert at center circle. The tip is off, and we are underway here on this Wednesday night at Commonwealth Conference play. Rob Dawson on hand here. Thank you for joining us here on this, once again, very cold Wednesday night. Wiley drives in and travels with it, so a turnover right away for the Hood Blazers as we get things started here in Frederick. So Wiley, a turnover on that. Now the Stevenson Mustangs will have their first possession of the game. Bender dribbles over towards the elbow to Harmon. Harmon bounce pass to Guzek. Guzek tries to feed inside, and the pass is stolen away. And now fast break back the other way. Here's Kessler driving, and it's blocked by Kelly, and it goes out of bounds. So Rachel Kessler off to the races right away. She was named Hood College Athletes Athlete of the Week. Driving right away. 19:29 left to go. We're scoreless here in the early going in the first half. So now Ariana Delerme drives. Shot on the way, no good. And now rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Bender on the break. Inside to Tarbert. Tarbert thought about a shot. Now passes to a cutting. Kelly lays it up and in. And it's 2-0. Stevenson there on the board. Good job by Stevenson there. Good job by Tarbert with the hesitation, waiting for Kelly to make a move to the basket. So 18:57 left to go. Mustangs have a 2-0 lead. So now a shot on the way by Wiley is no good. And now here come the Mustangs again on the break. Here's Kelly. Kelly inside to Tarbert, lays it up and in off the glass. And it's 4-0 Mustangs. So 18:40 left to go. And the Mustangs have a 4-point lead. Tarbert's on the board with two. So now Delerme has the ball, pass over towards Verkia Smith in the corner. And now Kessler, a shot no good. Back iron. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. That's Kayla Kelly. Now Bender looks up towards the court. Bender scanning the court. Kicks into the corner to Guzek. A three is no good. And rebound ripped down by the Hood Blazers. Number 3, Alexis Briscoe. Now hands off to Smith. Verkia Smith gets it speedily up the court. And she will direct the offense. 18:05 left to go. Stevenson 4, Hood nothing. So now Smith dribbling a lot over the wing to Kessler in the corner, inside to Wiley. Wiley double team, shot is good. Not a strong double team. Wiley's able to split it, score it, and it's 4-2 Stevenson. Wiley with 2 points. 17:45 left to go in the first half. Here's Bender directing the Mustangs offense. Bounce pass to Harmon along the perimeter. Over to Guzek now on the near side. Guzek finds Kelly at the top of the arc. 14 left on the shot clock. Kelly finds a streaking Bender. Now with 10. Bender over to Guzek. Guzek to Tarbert with 6. Tarbert bounce pass to Guzek with 3 on the shot clock. Tarbert a long 3 is short. Ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Hood ball. Not a shot for Sarah Tarbert there, even though she almost made it. And it was a 3 that was just short. With 17:19 left to go. Verkia Smith inbounds to Delerme. And now back to Alexis Briscoe. Briscoe drives all the way to the basket, and she's fouled on the way up. So 17:11 left to go. We get our first foul of the game. And it's going to go against Kiara Hardman. So that is her first foul. Don't want Hardman to get in foul trouble. She had her career-high 21 points last game. So now going to the line is Alexis Briscoe. First free throw is good, and it's 4-3. Briscoe comes into the game as a 60% free throw shooter. And went to the same high school as Imani Sanders. Was team captain on that high school team, presumably, while Imani was on the team, too. So free throw good by Briscoe. Tied at 4. Briscoe has 2 points. 17:06 left to go in the first half. Now Bender sees an opening, drives the lane. Shot along the way, no good. Rebound taken away by the Blazers. Bender right on DeLarme's tail, and DeLarme able to switch direction and get past Bender. And now we got Bender on. No, they're going to call a carry. So the Mustangs locked out. I thought they were going to call a foul on Bender, but indeed it is a carry, so that's good news. 16:54 left to go, and we're tied at 4. So now Guzek inbounds to Bender. 16:49 left to go in the first half. We're tied at 4. Harmon, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wiley. And then stolen away by the Mustangs. That's Kayla Kelly getting involved in that. Bender to Tarbert. Now to Guzek at the top of the arc. Now Bender's going to control the offense. 20 left on the shot clock. Bender inside to Harmon at the foul line. Harmon, no look pass to Tarbert. Tarbert thought about a three, now drives. Kicks out to Kelly. Kelly, a three, no good. Rebound, hard rebound taken away by Kiara Harmon. Kessler right on her. Pass over to Tarbert. Now back out to Harmon. 16:15 left to go. Now Harbert looks at the basket, directing the offense. Tarbert back up to Bender. 17 left on the shot clock. Over to Guzek. A three is no good. Rattles around and out. Rebound taken away by the Blazers. That's Wiley. All the way up the court to Kessler. Kessler finds a streaking Wiley. Wiley bounce pass to Briscoe, and the pass and the shot is deflected, rather. And then Harmon up to Guzek, and the Mustangs are in business here. 15:50 left to go. And now a pass, bad pass inside, stolen away, but then stolen away by the Mustangs, and they get it back. So Bender drives the lane, tries to drive, and a blocking foul called underneath. So good job by Bender driving the lane. Two shots coming for Ty Bender underneath. So the foul is going to go against Verkia Smith. That is her first. So that's her first team foul as well for Hood, and Bender goes to the line. First free throw on the way is no good. Bender comes into the game as a 49% free throw shooter. So we mentioned career high 8 assists last game. So 15:41 left. Second free throw on the way is no good. Rebound taken away by Wiley. And then stolen away by Kelly. Oh, what a beautiful defense by Kayla Kelly in the transition. Able to preserve the possession for the Mustangs. 15:5 left to go. We're tied at 4. Harmon. Cross court to Tarbert. Tarbert long 2. No good. Rebound taken away by Wiley. So 15:20 left to go. And now taking it up the court is DeLarme. DeLarme at the top of the arc, tries to weave her way through, bounce pass to Wiley. Wiley spins her way through, almost got away with the travel, and Jackie Boswell is incredulous on the sideline and why travel wasn't called. Wiley basket is good, 6-4 our score, 15 minutes left to go in the first half. Martinez over to Bender, now to Harmon along the wing. Harmon looks inside, now drives. Harmon traveled with it. So, no travel call on the other end, and then Harmon's call for the travel, and both were clear, so Harmon knew it right away. 14:54 left to go. Hood has a 6-4 lead. So, Verkia Smith will inbound, pass up to Kessler. And now Kessler up to the top of the arc. Over into the corner is Briscoe. Briscoe weaving her way through, lays it up and in, and now Hood has an 8-4 lead. So not the start the Mustangs wanted, only 4 points through the first 5.5 minutes of the game. So now Caitlin Roy into the game. Pass over to Tarbert, now to Kelly. Stephanie Martinez in as well. Martinez fakes a three, now dribbles along the perimeter to Kelly, now to Bender, now far side to Tarbert. 9 on the shot clock. Tarbert over to Bender. Bender drives the baseline, no look pass to Roy, who can't catch it, and it goes out of bounds. So a turnover for the Mustangs. Not a good start, and now we got a timeout for Stevenson. And Coach Jackie Boswell, I think for the first time this year, has been very frustrated with the way this has been going for the Mustangs. 32nd time out here, 14-11 left to go. Hood 8, Stevenson 4. And while we have a second, we want to remind you about FAFSA. Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office reminds you that the March 1st deadline to submit your free application for federal student aid for the 2015-16 year is quickly approaching. Let the funds begin. Visit FAFSA.ed.gov for more details. 14-11 left to go. 8-4. Hood has the lead here in the early going at BB&T Arena. Smith bounce pass into the corner to Kelly. Now back out to Verkia Smith. Dribbles across the top of the arc and now bounce pass over to Briscoe. And then a loose ball picked up by Tarbert. Tarbert on the fast break. 1-on-1 with Briscoe. Drives the lane. Shot is blocked by Briscoe. And now Verkia Smith's got it and she will lead the charge up the court. Bender had pressure on Smith for a second, and as Smith crosses half court, Bender backed off the pressure. So 13:40 left to go in the first half. Blazers up 8-4. Screen by Wiley Smith, and a travel. And now turnover by the Blazers, so the Mustangs will take control. 13:36 left to go. Blazers 8, Mustangs 4. Remember, Blazers are 4-10 on the regular season, but they've won 3 in a row, and they are 2-3 in the league. Coach Jack Mail says, really, after Christmas, they have played better. So now Kayla Kelly driving the lane. Shot off the glass is good. And it feels like an eternity since the Mustangs have scored. It's 8-6. Kayla Kelly has 4. All the way down the court is Kessler. Bounce pass to Wiley. Lays it up and in high off the glass. 10-6. And the Mustangs don't have an answer for Wiley right now. She's got 6 of the 10 points. So 13 minutes left to go in the first half. Hood 10, Stevenson 6. This is not the way the game went last year. Mustangs jumped out immediately in the game. Only gave up 8 points in the first half last year here at Frederick. So now Roy, pass over to Tarbert. Tarbert at the foul line, drives the lane, shot no good, too high. Loose ball is going to go out of bounds, and it will be Hood's ball. So 12:40 left to go, and now we got even more substitutions coming in. Kara Harmon comes back in the game. Imani Sanders into the game just to give Ty Bender a breather. So 10-6, Blazers up by 4. So now, pass up to Kessler. Now some pressure by the Mustangs. Coming into the game is Allie Appleby. And she dribbles all the way into the corner of the court. Passes to Kessler. Kessler puts her back to the basket. Now turns around, feeds it inside. And a shot on the way is good by Brittany George, the 5'9 sophomore forward. And it's 12-6 Hood. And for a team that does not shoot well for the field, this has got to be a good sign for the Blazers at least. And now we got a foul along the perimeter. So whistle and a foul on Hood. And the foul is going to go against... Foul is going to go against Alexis Briscoe. And now Martinez feeds. Kelly can't finish. Oh, what a beautiful inbounds pass by Kayla Kelly. Couldn't finish it. And now the Blazers take over. 12 minutes left to go in the first half. 12-6. Blazers have the lead. So now at the top of the arc, inside, driving the lane, and ball tapped out of bounds by Hood as Delarme, losing control of the ball, goes underneath the court. So 11:54 left to go. 12-6. Hood has the lead. Martinez passes off to Imani Sanders, who's getting some minutes. Sanders drives close to the basket. Now kicks out to Harmon, and Harmon, a jump ball and a timeout called by the Mustangs. So they get the timeout as Harmon was wrestling for the jump ball. So another 30-second timeout, 11:41 left to go. Hood 12, Stevenson 6. And while we have a moment, we want to remind you about men's lacrosse. Stephenson men's lacrosse has received its preseason rank in the Nike Division III preseason poll, and they land at number 5. The Mustangs went 19-3 last season and advanced to the NCAA quarterfinals after winning their second straight Commonwealth Conference championship. The Mustangs will face 8 teams ranked in the Lacrosse Magazine preseason top 20, including 5 at home. In addition to Tufts, Stephenson will host number 10 Cabrini March 20th, number 6 Cortland March 21st, number 7 Lynchburg April 4th, and number 12 York February 14th. 11:41 left to go in the first half. Hood 12, Stephenson 6, and Stephenson will inbound in the half court. Martinez pass off to Sanders. 15 left on the shot clock. Sanders at the top of the arc, bounce pass to Martinez. Martinez drives the lane. Martinez thought about a shot, picks up her dribble, kicks out to Sanders. Now with 5 on the shot clock, over to Harmon. Harmon drives the lane. Shot is good. Ah, pretty finish by Kiara Harmon. 12-8 our score. Harmon on the board with 2 points. And now tough defense by Sanders, but Delarme gets past her. Delarme pass off to Kessler at the top of the arc. Kessler spinning her way through the lane, weaves her way through, kicks out into the corner to Briscoe. Now to Kessler with 13 on the shot clock. Now Kessler. Kessler drives. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sanders. 12-8 our score. 10:57 left to go. So now Harmon drives, finds a streaking Guzek who lays it up, no good. Rebound taken away by the Blazers. Leading the Chargers, Briscoe quickly up the court. Pass to Appleby, goes out of bounds, and then it will be Stephenson ball. The ball went out of bounds before Martinez tried to save it. Hood is shooting 46% from the field right now, 5 of 11. Mustangs only 27%. So that's a recipe for a team who has not been as successful this season, that's Hood, to stick around in the game. And the Mustangs want to change that. So Sanders, bounce pass to Tarbert. Tarbert kicks out to Sanders. 10:30 left to go. Sanders over to Tarbert at the top of the arc. Tarbert over to Martinez. Martinez fakes a 3. Now dishes off to Harmon. Harmon drives the lane. Shot no good. Hotly contested on that one. And rebound picked up by Taylor McGackie, who's into the game. McGackie meets a double team. Throws it to Appleby. Now over to George. George, bounce pass over to Kessler. Kessler inside. And McGackie drives, shot no good. A lot of contact, but no foul. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Harmon, long pass up to Martinez. Martinez, a deep 3, is good. Stephanie Martinez makes it 12-11. Mustangs cut the Hood lead to 1. So now a bounce pass up to McGackie. 9:43 left to go in the first half. Hood 12, Stephenson 11, and we got a foul in the backcourt. And Kiara Harmon is going to be called for the foul. This is danger territory. If it's her, it is her. And that will be her second foul. There are only 2 fouls for the Mustangs, and the Mustangs have both of them. So Amani Sanders out in the game, as is Kiara Harmon. Into the game is Brittany Page and Kaylee Guzek. 9:37 left to go. 12-11 Blazers. So now Delarme dribbles, and it's pass is stolen away by Bender. Bender one-on-one with McGackie. Lays it up. No good. Rebound by Tarbert. Martinez got it now. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bender. Bounce pass to Tarbert. Wide open foul line jumper. No good. Rebound taken away by the Blazers. That is rough for the Mustangs. 3 chances to put a basket. And now loose ball picked up by the Mustangs, and we got a foul on the steal attempt. So Guzek able to draw the foul after foul on the Blazers. That is Alexis Briscoe. So now, actually, I'm sorry, that's Ariana Delarme with the foul. So that is her first. Team's third. So 9:11 left to go in the first half. Blazers up 12-11. They're going to flip sides of the court with the inbound. So Martinez will inbound on our side of the court where we are seated in the broadcast position. Martinez, bounce pass to Guzek. 9:09 left to go in the first half. Now Bender's got it in the half court. Guzek over on the near wing. Back to Bender. Over to Tarbert on the far side. Tarbert cross court to Page. Page drives the lane. Kicks out to Guzek. Guzek drives the baseline and kicks out to Tarbert, who's driving. Shot is good. No call on that one. 13-12, Mustangs had the lead, and then the loose ball picked up by Page for a second, and now the Blazers have it. Wiley over to McGackie. Now in the corner for three is good by Ariana Delerme. And it's 15-13. Delerme, who only scores about 2.5 points a game, and now a three answered back the other way for the Mustangs, and it makes it 16-15. So three on the way, 8:20 left to go. So three by Stephanie Martinez, 8:14 left to go. So now Wiley, pass no good. Rebound taken away for a second, and now we got a foul on the rebound attempt. So Martinez answered quickly with a three, 16-15. Actually, my mistake, Brittany Page is the three ball on that, not Stephanie Martinez. So Page screened out from seeing that three. So now Smith inbounds to Wiley, and 8 of 4 left to go in the first half. Hood has it in the half court. Smith drives the lane. Verkia Smith gets to the line for the foul call. So 8:01 left to go in the first half. Mustangs up 16-15. Foul trouble again for the Mustangs. Ty Bender picks up her second foul. The Mustangs have 4 team fouls, 2 on Harmon, 2 on Bender, and that is not what the Mustangs wanted to see. So Verkia Smith to the free throw line. First free throw on the way is good. For Smith, only a 45% free throw shooter. So she will go to the line for another. And it's good. So for a 45% free throw shooter, Smith sinks 2 of them. So 17-16, Hood has the lead. 7:55 left to go in the first half. Hood up by 1. Now here's Tarbert at the top of the arc. Pass over to Martinez. Martinez tries to feed Kelly inside. Kelly meeting a double team, and she traveled with it. Kayla Kelly just nods and walks away from that. Tough to see travel calls. So 7:42 left to go in the first half. Hood 17, Stevenson 16. Smith inbound up to Appleby. Appleby all the way up to McGackie. 3, no good. Rebound taken away underneath by Tarbert and gets it off to Sanders. Sanders on the break. Sanders scanning the court. Passes behind her back to Kelly. Kelly, shot is blocked, and rebound taken away by the Blazers. Smith. Smith driving the lane. Kick out to Wiley, to McGackie, to Appleby for a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Smith. Smith, and a bad pass inside, stolen away by Tarbert. And now the bad pass stolen away by Hood. And now an open two is an air ball by Brianna Lee, who's into the game. And now the Mustangs on the fast break. Here's Martinez. A three. No good. Rebound taken away by Tarbert. And we got a jump ball called. Possession arrow is going to favor the Mustangs. 6:54 left to go in the first half. And the Blazers have a 17-16 lead. So now Kayla Kelly will inbound underneath the basket. So now Kelly inbounds to Roy. And now a bad pass inside. And then taken away by Sanders. So the Mustangs still have possession. 6:45 left to go in the half court. Sanders pass to Tarbert. Back to Sanders at the top of the arc. Sanders pass to Roy on the near wing. Roy cross court to Tarbert for a three, no good. Rebound by Kelly. Kelly puts the ball on the floor, goes back up with it, and gets fouled on the way up. So good job by Kayla Kelly, keeping the possession alive with the offensive rebound. And the foul is going to go against Alexis Briscoe, and she picks up her second foul. So 4 team fouls for Hood, and Briscoe's in foul trouble. So first free throw on the way for Kelly. No good. Off the back iron, Kelly comes into the game a 59% free throw shooter. Game-winning basket for Kelly a couple weeks ago at Albright with 2.9 seconds left. Just a beauty down the baseline. Second free throw on the way is good, and we're tied at 17. 6:30 left to go. Smith into the double team. Passes off to Kessler. Kessler across half court. And a bad pass from the corner, and it's tapped out by the Mustangs. It will still be Hood ball. So 6:24 left to go. We're tied at 17. So now Verkeous Smith will inbound. 6:24 left to go. Smith to Kessler. Kessler three is blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Hood ball again. So 20 left on the shot clock. Verkeous Smith will inbound. Smith looking for an inbound now. Passes off to Wiley. Wiley over to Smith. Now with 15 on the shot clock. 6:16 left to go. Smith drives the lane. And we got a foul on the way to... Nope, we got a travel before the foul was called. So travel on Verkeous Smith. Turnover for the Blazers. 6:13 left to go in the first half. And we're tied at 17. So now Sanders across half court. Sanders... Bounce pass over to Paige. Paige meeting a double team. Tries to dribble her way out of it, and she dribbles out of bounds. So a turnover for the Mustangs here. The Mustangs have 7 turnovers now in the game. So 6 minutes left. So now... Verkeous Smith at the top of the arc with Blazers in the half court. Bounce pass over to Brittany George. George drives the baseline and pass deflected out of bounds. It will remain Hood ball. Substitution coming on for the Blazers. Back into the game is Ariana Delerme. Coming out of the game is Allie Appleby. So 5:44 left to go. Left on the shot clock. So now Smith, bounce pass up to George. George trying to weave her way through in trouble. Almost walked with it. Still has possession of the ball. Shot is no good. Rebound taken away by Tarbert. So 5.5 minutes to go. Ball fed up to Paige. Paige drives the baseline. Shot is blocked. Rebound taken away by Wiley. Now over to Delerme. 5:24 left to go. We're tied at 17. So Delerme across the top of the arc. No look pass to Smith in the corner. Smith meets a double team. Now drive. Shot is blocked. A rebound taken away by Roy. 17 all still. We've been stuck on that for a while. 5:08 left to go in the first half. Here's Sanders across the top of the arc. Sanders pulls up for a long two. No good. Loose ball picked up by the Blazers on the tip. Picked up by Smith. Smith all the way up the court. Smith with the defense right on her. Still lays it up and in. And it's 19-17. Hood. And Smith has 4 points. 4:45 left to go in the first half. Sanders across the top of the arc. Remember, Bender has 2 fouls. Inside to Tarbert. Beautiful. The reverse layup is good. 19-19. They need more of that. Tarbert has 6 points. Now Smith cross half court, and we got a foul on the way to the basket. So 4:28 left to go. So we got a foul on Imani Sanders. 19 all. Haley Guzek coming back into the game. So now inbound coming from Delerme to George. George shot no good. Rebound by Tarbert. Tarbert pass off to Sanders. Sanders across half court. Bounce pass to Guzek. Guzek shot is blocked. Rebound taken away by Delerme. Now we're going back the other way. In a very competitive game here in the Commonwealth Conference. So now Delerme kicks out to George. Shot no good. And we got a foul going the other way. So foul on Hood. It will be Stevenson Mall. So a foul on the rebound attempt. And the foul is going to go against Brittany George. So that is her first personal. 5th team foul. 5 team fouls apiece between the Blazers and the Mustangs. 4 minutes left to go in the first half. We're tied at 19. Here's Martinez across half court. Pass over to Kelly. Kelly dribbles in from the near corner. Shot is good. And Kayla Kelly gives the Mustangs a 21-19 lead. Kelly has 7 points. 3:40 left to go. Blazers in the half court. Here's Delerme. Delerme gets a screen. Now gets it back to McGackey. McGackey drives the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Caitlin Roy. 3:27 left to go. Pass over to Stephanie Martinez. Martinez weaving through traffic. wants to set up the offense. Pass over to Kaylee Guzek. Guzek directing the offense. 18 left on the shot clock. Guzek tries to drive the lane. Kicks out to Roy instead. Roy on the far side of the court on the wing. Dribbles into the corner. Kick out to Guzek. Bounce pass over to Tarbert with 7 on the shot clock. Tarbert, and it's stolen away by Wiley. And now over to the Laramie. So Tarbert completely had her pocket pick. 2:58 left to go. Mustangs up by 2. So now here's DeLarme at the top of the arc. DeLarme drives. Shot no good. Rebound by Tarbert. Tarbert up to Martinez. Martinez scans the court. Quickly up the court. And now kicks out to Kelly. Kelly, 2 is good. And Kayla Kelly's got 9 points. 23-19. Mustangs up by 4. Tarbert almost went for the steal. And then Alexis Andercat is into the game. And a foul along the way by the Mustangs. So the Hood will inbound in the half court. Foul is going to be on Stephanie Martinez. That is her first foul. So 16 fouls for the Mustangs. Sarah Tarbert comes out of the game. 2:33 left to go. Inbound to Andercat. And Andercat passes off to George. Now into the corner to Kessler. To McGackey. Inside to Wiley. And we got a foul underneath the basket. And the Mustangs men's basketball team, who is here, can't believe it either. So that is the 17th foul. The foul is going to go against Kaylee Guzek. That's her first foul, team's 7th foul. So going to the line is Rachel Wiley, who is a 51% free throw shooter. Wiley does a lot of things well, but free throw shooting is not one of them. First free throw off the mark. So 23-19 left, but she is so dangerous. And she really has been a fixture here in the Hood program ever since she stepped foot on the campus. She started all but 2 games in her career. Second one, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Guzek up to Kelly. Shot is good. Kayla Kelly with the basket, and now she has 11 points. 2:09 left to go. 25-19. She scored the last 4. So now pass off to DeLarme. DeLarme trying to weave her way through. Shot too high off the glass. Rebound taken away by Wiley. Now over to McGackey. Now up to the top of the arc is Andercat. Andercat no look pass to Wiley. 8 on the shot clock. Into the corner is McGackey. Over to Kessler, and she traveled with it. So good defense by the Mustangs. Finally turning it on the defensive end. 1:47 left to go in the first half. Substitution coming on. That's Verkia Smith into the game for Ariana DeLarme. 1:47 left to go in the first half. Mustangs up by 6. Here's Martinez across half court. Martinez, bounce pass off to Kelly. Kelly inside to Roy, who lays it up too strong off the glass. And we got a loose ball, jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go towards the Hood Blazers. So 1:31 left to go in this first half. 25-19. Mustangs up by 6. So Smith inbounds to Andercat. Now with 1:25 left to go. Stevenson would love to make this 3 possessions before the locker room. Smith dribbles over to the far wing. Now into the corner is Andercat and tried to feed Wiley, but a pass intercepted by the Mustangs. And now Roy, bad pass, is tapped out of bounds by Hood. So the Mustangs luckily will still have control. 1:10 left to go in the first half. And the Mustangs up by 6. Substitution coming on. Allie Appleby into the game. Coming out is Andercat. So now inbounding is Cameron Ward to Stephanie Martinez. She's running the point here. 1 minute left to go approaching in the first half. Martinez over to Kelly. Kelly, the far corner. Cross court to Martinez. A 3. Good! Stephanie Martinez holds the follow through. She's got 6 on 2 threes. Mustangs up by 9. 45 seconds left in the half. Here's Kessler at the top of the arc. Kessler trying to look towards the lane. Dishes out to Appleby, and now Smith's got it. Smith on the far wing. Smith, shot is good. And now Hood has cut the Mustangs' lead to 7. 27 seconds left in the first half. 28-21 Stevenson. Mustangs trying to hold for the last shot here. Shot clock is turned off. Now here is Martinez at the top of the arc, being guarded closely by Smith. Martinez being pushed close to the half-court line. And now the Mustangs will start to move with 10. Now with 8. Bounce pass to Kelly. Kelly meeting a double team. Kelly in trouble. We got a foul on the steal attempt. So Smith can't believe it. And the foul on Verkia Smith. So 5.1 seconds left. That is her second foul. Substitution coming on. And Smith out of the game. Coming in is Ariana Delarme with 5.1 seconds left. Mustangs up 28-21. They will inbound at half court, right around between the half court line and the 3-point line. Martinez over to Guzek. Now to Kelly, the double team. Martinez, a three at the buzzer. Short. And that's how the first half ends. Mustangs really wanted that one, but they end the first half better than what they played going in the first 10 minutes of the game. At half, it's the Mustangs 28 and the Hood Blazers 21. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Stevenson women's ice hockey have hit the ice for the third season. And SFMSports.net is there for every save, goal, and power play. Board check. Listen to every Mustangs women's ice hockey game this season. Paul Taylor travels with a team to bring you the action live on the Mustang Sports Network.
Score!
Visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports for broadcast schedules, on-demand content, and highlights. The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Score!
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
The halftime show begins momentarily. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Division 3 schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland, and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Now, we go courtside with the Mustangs Basketball All-Access Halftime Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here to Frederick, Maryland, on the campus of Hood College. Rob Dawson on hand here. We're here at halftime, and the Mustangs have a 28-21 lead on the Hood Blazers as we take a look at the halftime stats. And we take a look here for both teams here coming into the game, and some team stats here right away that sticks out to you. Stevenson, 12 of 35 from the field for 34%. Hood at 8 of 28 from the field for 29%. In the early part of the game, Hood was making everything, but since then, they have gone cold. And coming in, leading things for the Mustangs, Kayla Kelly with 11 points, followed by Sarah Tarbert with 6. Kiara Harmon with 2. 70 Martinez actually has 6. And Brittany Page with 3 for a total of 28 points. For Hood, the scoring is spread around a little bit more. Rachel Wiley and Verkia Smith each have 6 points. Alexis Prisco with 4. Ariana Delarme with 3. And Brittany George with 2 for a total of 21. Also, we take a look at some other stats in the first half in terms of the team. And if we pull up the statistics page here online, coming in from 3, Stevenson at 33%, Hood at 25%, and neither team has gone to the free throw line a lot. Hood 4 of 6, Stevenson 1 of 4. Turnovers, Hood has 15 versus Stevenson's 8. Stevenson's only gotten 7 points, though, off of those 15 turnovers. Rebounding margin, Hood 25 to 20, leading that right now. Offensive rebounds, 5 for Stevenson, 6 for Hood, and 19 defensive rebounds for Hood versus 15 for Stevenson. Stevenson's spreading the ball around despite only 12 field goals. 9 of them have been assisted so far, so that's good news. Blocks, 4 blocks apiece. Stevenson, of course, very high in the steal category at 9. So many players have at least one steal. Actually, at least 6 players have at least one steal for Stevenson. Tarbert with 2, Kelly with 2, Bender with 2 have steals in that category. And Stevenson's bench leading in that category, 9 points to 2 off the bench. So we will come back. We will take a look at what's going on across the scoreboard here. And right now, it's the Stevenson Mustangs 28, Hood Blazers 21. We'll take a break here at the half. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Stevenson women's ice hockey have hit the ice for the third season. And SFMSports.net is there for every save, goal, and power play.
Board check.
Listen to every Mustangs women's ice hockey game this season. Paul Taylor travels with a team to bring you the action live on the Mustang Sports Network.
Score!
Visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports for broadcast schedules, on-demand content, and highlights. The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Score!
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Hood College here in the Commonwealth Conference in Frederick, Maryland, as we get you set here for the second half. We're here at halftime. It's the Mustangs 28 and the Hood Blazers 21. Rob Dawson on hand here. Remember, men's basketball comes up in the second part of our doubleheader here at Hood. It's the men's basketball edition of Stevenson Hood that comes your way close to 8 o'clock. We take a look at the schedule here along the league, and we start out first in Alvernia right now. And actually, that score is not reporting at the moment, so we'll try and get that for you. Arcadia and Albright are playing right now, 6 o'clock in Reading, a 6 o'clock start. And right now, at the half, it is the Lions leading the Knights, 34-27. Albright 4-1 in the conference, so trying to keep pace for second place right now, and Albright is doing that just that, leading Arcadia 34-27. We take a look at the Commonwealth Conference side of things. Lycoming and Lebanon Valley are also in action right now, and they are also not reporting a score. And the other action, Stevenson against Hood right now, and that is Stevenson, of course, leading 28-21. We're trying to get that Alvernia score for you, as that is a topic of interest amongst Stevenson women's basketball fans here. They are the home team in playing in Reading, Pennsylvania. So we will get that here momentarily. As both teams coming out on the court, Mustangs right in front of us. Their locker room right behind our wall of where we are here. And Alvernia going up against Widener right now. And in that game, it is Widener leading Alvernia 38-27 at the half. That game going on in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll also take a look at some other games going on. Delaware Valley against Manhattanville right now. And in that game on the Freedom side, it is the Aggies leading Manhattanville 35-30 at the half. And also another game going on, DeSales against Kings. The game going on in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And right now, between Kings and DeSales, it is DeSales leading Kings 36-25 right now. DeSales undefeated so far in Freedom Conference play. FDU Florham, the number one team in the country, going up against Eastern University right now. And FDU Florham is leading Eastern 41-27. So that is the halftime score. Trying to effort the Lebanon Valley score here as well. And actually, they're having some problems reporting that on their website. So we'll try and get that for you. But right now, we will take our break here at the half. It is the Mustangs 28 and the Hood Blazers 21. Back in a moment. This is the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. Loving the switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with a whole new way to order. Now pick your sides to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
That last halftime score we were talking about, Lycoming leads Lebanon Valley 33-31, and that completes our out-of-town scoreboard. Mustangs up 28-21 on Hood. We take our final break of the half. Back in a moment, this is the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division 3 allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division 3 athletics affords students the opportunity to, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Get the full story, not just the box scores, at GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson Athletics. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Second half is just starting here, and the Mustangs lead the Hood Blazers 28-21. Mustangs moving from right to left in this game, or away from us here in the scores table in the corner. Here in Frederick, Maryland on this Wednesday night road game. Tarbert tries to shoot it, and it's blocked, picked up by the Blazers. Coming up the other way is Briscoe. Briscoe's shot is no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs for a second, but then ball tapped out of bounds by the Mustangs, and it will be Blazers' ball. 19:36 left to go in the second half. Opening moments here. Rob Dawson on hand here. Mustangs up by 7, 28-21. So now Verkia Smith will inbound underneath the basket. Smith looking to inbound and just gets it in to Ariana DeLarame. So 19:30 left to go. DeLarame drives. Shot is no good. Rolls off the front rim. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Bender all the way up to Kelly. Kelly inside to Tarbert along the baseline. Tarbert kicks out to Bender. Now over to Guzek for a three. No good. Rebound taken away by the Blazers. That's Verkia Smith. Smith all the way up to Kessler. Lays it up. No good. Too strong. Rebound by Bender and a foul on the rebound attempt by Verkia Smith with the body. So that is her third foul, and that is the first team foul by the Blazers. So 19:07 left to go. 28-21, Mustangs up by 7. So here's Bender. Bounce pass from Kelly to Tarbert around the arc to Kelly. 15 on the shot clock. Kelly kicks out to Tarbert. A three is good. Sarah Tarbert from downtown. 9 points for Sarah. 18:42 left to go. 31-21. Mustangs up by double digits. 10, their largest lead of the game. And now we got a foul on Sarah Tarbert in the lane. And this is going to be her first foul. So that is first team foul for the Mustangs. So 18:40 left to go. Smith looking inbound, still looking inbound, and a 5-second call on Verkia Smith. So the Mustangs trade spots, and they will have possession. So now Guzek inbounds. Bender's got it across the top of the arc. Bender, pass over to Kelly. And now Kelly weaves through the lane. Shot is no good, but we got a foul on the way up. So Kelly is going to shoot free throws. So a foul on Alexis Briscoe. That is her third foul. So now Kayla Kelly to the line. Free throw on the way is good. So 32-21, Mustangs up by 11 as they extend their largest lead of the game. Kelly, 59% free throw shooter. Kelly's got 12 points, and now she's got 13 as she sinks another one. So 33-21, Mustangs up by 12. 18-19 left to go in the second half. Briscoe down the baseline, and we got a foul on the floor. Got a blocking foul on the floor coming on against the Mustangs. So 18-17 left to go in the second half. And the foul is going to go against Kiara Harmon. That is her third foul. So struggling to stay out of foul trouble, and Harmon makes the slow walk to the bench. So Smith inbounding it all the way into the front court is Delarme, backcourt actually, and Delarme, a whistle called and a carry. So 18-13 left to go. 33-21, Mustangs up by 12. Guzek bounce pass to Bender, and now the Mustangs in the half court. 18-07 left to go. Bender into the corner, spins her way through, lays it up, no good. Air ball, rebound, picked up by Roy, actually picked up the pass. Kessler got the rebound. Roy stole it away, and now the Mustangs keep possession of the ball. 9 on the shot clock, though. Bender inside to Tarver, who lays it up and in. And the Mustangs up 35-21. That's going to be a timeout for Hood. Mustangs up by 14 points, and it's going to be a full timeout. So we will take one here as well. 17:47 left to go. Mustangs 35, Blazers 21. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball, online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to BB&T Arena in Frederick, Maryland. Stevenson 35, Hood 21. Now this is about women's lacrosse. For the second straight season, the Stevenson women's lacrosse team received a preseason ranking, landing at number 17 by Nike Lacrosse Magazine's Division III Women's Preseason Top 20. The Mustangs won the program's first ever conference title and appeared in their first NCAA Division III Women's Lacrosse National Championship to close out last season. The 2015 campaign kicks off on February 18th with a trip to Gettysburg, with the home opener on March 4th against Franklin and Marshall. You can watch or listen to all of the home games on Mustang Sports Network. 17:37 left to go. Back to play. Hood right in front of us in the half court. Kessler over to Smith, over to Briscoe. Briscoe drives the lane. Blocked by Roy. Now we got a foul. Caitlin Roy can't believe it, but there's a foul called on her underneath the basket. So Caitlin Roy, the foul. That is her first foul. And actually, the team's third foul. Going to the line is Alexis Briscoe. Free throw on the way is good. 35-22. Briscoe now with 5 points. Coming out party for Briscoe was against Wilkes. 11 points, 11 rebounds just a week ago. Free throw is good. 35-23. So two free throws made for Briscoe, who's a 60% free throw shooter. Mustangs up by 12. So now Mustangs in the half court. Here's Roy. Bounce pass to Kelly in the corner. Kelly, beautiful under the leg dribble. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Blazers. And now we got a whistle and going to be out of bounds on the Mustangs. So the Blazers take control on the far side. The inbound right between the scorer's table and the Stevenson bench. 17:05 left to go in the second half. Mustangs up by 12. So now here's Smith along the near wing. Pass inside to Kessler, and we got a foul. Quick foul on Kayla Kelly, nodding. And she understands she was called for the block. So that is the first foul for Kayla Kelly. 14 fouls overall. 16:58 left to go. And now Verkia Smith to inbound. Pass up to Delarme. And Delarme, bounce pass to Briscoe. Now to Smith. Smith over to Wiley. Wiley trying to weave her way through. Drives. Blocked by Tarbert. Picked up by Roy. What a nice defensive play by the Mustangs. Roy over to Kelly. Kelly crossing half court. Kelly over to Roy to Bender. For a long two is good. And Stevenson's up 37-23. They've extended the lead to 14 points. And that is Ty Bender's first basket of the game. Remember, she had some foul trouble as well in the first half. Coming on strong nicely here in the second. Here's Smith. Pass up to Delarme. Driving. Shot is good. High off the glass and in. 37-25. Mustangs up by 12. Bender up to Guzek. Guzek. No look pass goes to right to Verkia Smith for Hood. So now Smith, bounce pass to Delarme. Delarme, it's a screen from Wiley, drives. Wiley, and she traveled with it. Wiley traveled with it as she was posting up. 15:55 left to go. Stevenson 37, Hood 25. So now Bender crossing half court. Setting up the offense. Bender has a wide lane in front of her. Passes off to Roy. Roy, cross court to Tarbert. Tarbert, a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Wiley. And now, here come the Blazers. Delarme in the half court passes off to Kessler. Kessler sees an opening. So he's to close up. Tried to feed it inside to Wiley. Stolen away by Tarbert. Tarbert up to Haley Bauer into the game. Bauer's layup too strong, and loose ball taken away by Rachel Kessler. She controls it before it goes out of bounds, and the Blazers had the ball. Smith inside to Briscoe, thought about driving, kicks it, dribbles herself out. Now inside to Wiley. Wiley's shot, no good, but a foul on the arm, and Kayla Kelly knew who was on her. 15:06 left to go in the second half, and the Mustangs up by 12, 37-25. That is Kelly's second foul. Rachel Wiley headed to the line. First free throw on the way is good. So Wiley now makes her first free throw. She's one of three. She has 6 points and 9 rebounds at the latest update of our stat sheet here. So working on a double-double if she can swing it. So the first free throw is good. Second free throw on the way is good as well. So now she has 8 points, 37-27. 15 minutes left to go in the second half of this one here on a Wednesday night. It's a Commonwealth Conference matchup. Roy, bounce pass to Bender. Bender along the top of the arc. Bender over to Bauer along the baseline. Bauer kicks out to Martinez. Now Martinez, 10 on the shot clock. Still looking for some help. Now with 6, passes off to Tarbert, drives, and she's fouled on the way to the basket. So Sarah Tarbert will go to the line. Foul is on Rachel Wiley. That's her first. So a free throw on the way by Tarbert is good, 38-27. So Mustangs up by 11. That's 12 for Tarbert. I mentioned 8 double-doubles on the year. Second free throw on the way is good by Tarbert. She has been just something for this team. Makes it 39-27. She's got 13. She's got 6 rebounds on the day. Smith, cross court, over to Delarme, tries to drive the lane, lost the ball, gets it back, pass to Wiley. Wiley through a double team, lays it up and in. And now Wiley has 10 points, 39-29. 14:15 left to go in the second half. Mustangs up by 10. Ball fed into Martinez, who tries to light up. No good, but a foul called. So 14:08 left to go, and Martinez trying to extend the lead. So foul on the Blazers. That is Rachel Kessler, her first. So now it'll be Martinez at the line. First free throw on the way by Stephanie Martinez off the mark. Martinez, a 67% free throw shooter. Martinez, 2 of 4 from behind the arc today. Second free throw, no good. So the Mustangs up by 10. So now here come the Blazers. Here's Verkia Smith. Smith along the near wing, passes up towards the top of the arc to Delerme. Delerme meets a double team, try to get it past Bender, almost a steal. Smith picks it up, driving, shot no good, and loose ball picked up by Tarbert. Now over to Roy, now to Bender, and Bender will bring the ball up. So 13:35 left to go in the second half. Long three by Bauer is good. Haley Bauer makes it 42-29. And the Mustangs up by 13. How about that from Haley Bauer? Now Kessler trying to answer. Three no good. Rebound taken away by Bender. Kessler trying to steal it, and she does. A lot of contact on Bender. Jackie Boswell wondering where the foul call was. Now Smith into the corner to Kessler. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wiley underneath. Now a shot by Delerme is good. 42-31. Mustangs lead now at 11, 7 points by Delerme. 12:57 left to go in the second half. Now here is Bender. And now we got a whistle. And foul called. So Rachel Kessler called for the foul. That is her second. 42-31, our score. So now Martinez, pass over to Bauer. Over to Stephanie Martinez at the top of the arc. Now bounce pass into the corner to Brittany Page. Now to Martinez. Martinez drives, kicks out to Harmon. Harmon drives the lane. Ball is loose, picked up by the Blazers. It's Rachel Kessler. Kessler, cross half court, up to Wiley. Wiley fakes out a double team. Shot off the glass is good. And now it's a 9-point Mustangs lead as they're cutting into it further. 12 points for Wiley. 12:22 left to go. Here's Martinez at the top of the arc. Pass into the corner to Page. Page takes the ball on the floor. Page pass over to Kelly. Now with 15 on the shot clock. Kelly looks at the rim. Now passes off to Harmon, who's back into the game. Long two, no good. Rebound picked up by Kiara Harmon. And we got a foul by Hood on the rebound attempt. So the foul on the way coming for Alexis Briscoe. That is her fourth foul. She picked up her fourth foul with 12:04 left to go, and she is headed for the bench. So Hood still hanging around. Mustangs up by 9. Would love to score a few more points here. So now Page inbounds to Martinez. Martinez looking in the interior, trying for help. Martinez picks up her dribble, passes off to Page. Now to Martinez at the top of the arc. Now to Kelly. Kelly cross-court into the corner to Harmon. Now over to Tarbert on the lane. Now back on the near side to Page, to Kelly. Kelly drives, shoots, good off the glass. Kayla Kelly makes it 44-33. Kelly's got 15 points. It's 15 for 15. And now driving the lane is Brittany George, and the bad pass by George trying to kick it out, stolen away by the Mustangs. Kelly, long pass to Martinez. Martinez, no look pass to Page. Back to Harmon, and 3-second call. So turnover by the Mustangs, 44-33. So another tough opportunity for the Mustangs. Had a chance to really make it a higher deficit at 46-33. Instead, it's just 44. So 11:19 left to go. So now here's Smith, bounce pass to George. George fakes, puts the ball on the floor, inside to Wiley. Wiley's shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmon. Harmon pass up to Martinez. Martinez crosses half court. 11 minutes left to go. Mustangs up by 11. So now Martinez, bounce pass off to Sanders. Sanders to Harmon. Harmon, cross court over to Kelly. Kelly fakes, now drives. Kelly shoots, it's good! And Kelly's got 17! 10:47 left to go. Back the other way. Here come the Blazers. Mustangs up by 13. George, shot is no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. That's Kiara Harmon. Now Sanders off to the races. Sanders, no look pass to Kelly. Kelly, the hot hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by George for second. And now we got a whistle on the baseline. Some extra contact coming in on the play. So now the officials are going to have a conversation here as they try and determine, is it going to be a foul or an out-of-bounds call? It might just be an out-of-bounds call. And they're going to say that the ball is off the Mustangs. 10:32 left to go. Mustangs 46, Blazers 33. Hold on a second. Now we might have a timeout coming. We got a timeout coming for the Blazers. And it will be a full timeout. So we will take a break. 10:32 left to go in the second half. It's the Mustangs 46 and the Blazers 33. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back here to BB&T Arena. 46-33, Mustangs have the lead over Hood. It's time to nominate a Stephenson University student-athlete for the 2015 Hall of Fame class. The Athletics Hall of Fame will honor former outstanding student-athletes, coaches, and administrators for their accomplishments and service to Stephenson's athletic program. Nominees for the class of 2015 will include those who graduated from Stephenson in 2005 or earlier, formerly Villa Julie College. The second class of the Hall of Fame will be announced in July 2015 and inducted on October 23, 2015 as part of the university's homecoming and family weekend. To nominate someone, visit GoMustangSports.com, select Inside Athletics, and click on Hall of Fame. Nominations will be accepted through February 1st. So bad tap out, and now the Mustangs have control with it. Here's Sanders. Sanders right in front of the Mustangs bench on the far side of the court. 46-33, and now a bad pass stolen away by the Blazers. Here's Kessler on the run. Kessler weaving through traffic. Passes off to Smith. Smith drives the lane, meets a brick wall of a double team of Harmon and Kelly. Now McGackie's got it. Bounce pass over into Brianna Lee, who's into the game. And now we got a loose ball and a traveling call. Kelly almost picked Lee's pocket, fell on the ball, and then fell down and traveled with it. So 10:07 left to go, 46-33. Mustangs up by 13. So substitution coming on, Ty Benner into the game for Imani Sanders. So now Verkia Smith will inbound. Smith inbounds to Lee. Lee trying, Allie Appleby into the game. McGackie trying to feed George inside. Ball tipped away, stolen away by the Mustangs. Kelly over to Tarbert. Reverse layup is good in the fast break. 48-33. And Tarbert's got 18. It's the Tarbert and Kelly show. And then the ball almost stolen away by Martinez. And George has got it for a second. Now loose ball underneath the basket. And we got a jump ball, possession arrow. It's going to go towards the Blazers. So 9:39 left to go in the second half. 48-33. So now Wiley into the game. George comes out. Now Guzek's into the game. And Kelly comes out. So substitutions on both sides. 9:39 left to go in the second half. Mustangs up 48-33. Smith over to McGackie. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Here's Guzek. Guzek across half court. Scanning the court. Now pass off to Mender. Now to Tarbert. Tarbert inside to Guzek. Bounce pass out to Tarbert. Tarbert fakes and travels. So thought about too much. Moved the feet before she put the ball on the floor. So turnover against Stephenson, 9:22 left to go, 48-33. Hood now dribbling it up is Verkia Smith. With 9 minutes and 15 seconds left to go, Mustangs trying to win 10 in a row. They are 11-2 on a 9-game winning streak. Smith uses a pick from McGackie. Now Smith inside to Wiley. Wiley. And we got a foul underneath the basket. So a foul going against the Mustangs. Foul on Sarah Tarbert. That's her second, so that's the team's sixth. So unlike the first half where fouls were hard to come by, now a lot of fouls racked up between the two sides. Six fouls apiece, and we still got 9 minutes to go. So will be a lengthy penalty session for both teams. Alexis Andercat into the game. She'll inbound. Inbounding it to Wiley. 9 minutes now left to go in the second half. Wiley tried to feed it back to Andercat. Ball tapped out of bounds by the Mustangs. So it will be Blazers ball. 8:57 left to go. So Andercat again will inbound. She inbounds it to McGackey. Harmon on her light glue. McGackey cross-court pass to Andercat. Andercat tries to drive. Shot is good. 48-35. And now Hood has cut it to a 13-point lead. First points of the day for Andercat. 8:39 left to go. Bender over to Guzak at the top of the arc to Harmon. Cross-court pass to Tarbert. 17 left on the shot clock. Tarbert, cross-court pass to Guzak. Over to Martinez. Stephanie Martinez back in the game. Pass over to Harmon. Harmon fakes. Now drives the baseline. Harmon shot short. And loose ball picked up by Kessler. That's the rebound. Kessler meets a double team in trouble. Just gets it off to Andercat. She almost traveled with it. That's what Coach Jackie Boswell wanted. 8:08 left to go. Now here's Andercat over to Kessler. Kessler looking for help. Now finally finds McGackey. A three. No good. Rebound picked away by Tarbert. And now here come the Mustangs on the break. Bender over to Guzek. Guzek drives all the way down the baseline. Guzek bounce pass out to Martinez. 20 left on the shot clock. Martinez pass up to Bender at the top of the arc. Now to Tarbert. Now to Bender. 13 left. Bender sent it using Harmon's screen. Bender drives the lane, and we got a jump ball at the end of the play. And possession error is going to favor the Mustangs. So they'll have eight left on the shot clock. Roy comes in for Stephanie Martinez. 7:35 left. So now here's Roy. Inbounds to Harmon. Now up to Bender with five on the shot clock. I don't think they see it. Now they try to feed it inside to Harmon, and we got a foul on the Blazers. So now the Mustangs are going to go to the line, shooting a 1-1. So now Harmon to the line. 76% free throw shooter. First one on the way is good. She has improved every asset of her game. We talked a lot about that during the weekly interview with Coach Jackie Boswell, how impressed she's been. She says she's added something new to her game every year. Second one on the way, no good. And we got a lane violation, and that's going to go against the Blazers. So the Mustangs have another crack at this. 49-35 the score. Harmon with only 3 points. She's been plagued by foul trouble in the game. Here is a free throw. It is good. So 50-35. Mustangs have a 15-point lead. 7:31 left to go. Substitution for the Blazers. So now inbounding is Smith. Smith up to Wiley. Wiley facing the pressure. Pass up to Kessler. Trap going on for the Mustangs, and now they get past it, does the Blazers. Appleby over to McGackey in the corner. Now here's Appleby driving, kicks out, and now we got a three-second call in the lane. So 7:18 left to go. Turnover on Hood. So now Mustangs get it. 50-35. Stevenson in front by 15. Reminder, men's basketball coming up next. Stevenson versus Hood, men's basketball matchup, coming up about 25 minutes after this one is over. So Bender pass up to Kelly at the top of the arc. Kelly looking for help, over to Bender. Bender cross court, and the pass up to Tarbert, now up to Roy. Roy bounce pass to Harmon with eight on the shot clock. Harmon fakes, now a long two, no good. Rebound taken away by Verkia Smith. She meets a double team. Pass up towards the corner to Appleby, and now Wiley drives, and now Kelly almost stole it, and now we got a jump, actually traveling call by Wiley. She fell down on the ground, so a turnover by the Blazers. 6:41 left to go, 50-35. Mustangs up by 15. Kelly inbounds to Bender. So Bender crossing half court. Bender bounce pass to Kelly. 6:26 left to go. No, Tarbert over to Roy at the top of the arc. Now finds Tarbert again. Tarbert fakes a shot. Now thought about driving. 8 on the shot clock. And a bad pass by Tarbert goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Mustangs. So not a lot of movement for the Mustangs on that offensive possession, and it winds up costing them. So 50-35 left to go. And now we're going to have a whistle and a timeout called. And it will be a Mustangs timeout, and it will be a full timeout. So we will take a break here. 6:16 left to go in the second half. Mustangs 50, Blazers 35. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at fafsa.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Welcome back here to Frederick, Maryland. Hood College, 50-35. Stevenson up in front. And now this quickly about ice hockey. Stevenson women's ice hockey junior Madison Lang totaled a career-high 3 points while freshman Chelsea Ellis and Sarah Antonelli each netted their first career goals as the Mustangs scored the game's final 5 goals en route to a 6-1 victory over Newman Tuesday. The 11-6 Mustangs improved to 4-2 at home this season. Stevenson hits the road again this weekend, traveling to Utica on Saturday. Listen live on the Mustang Sports Network starting at 3:50. Half court now for the Blazers on the restart. Wiley battling her way through. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Martinez bounce pass up to Bender. 5:52 left to go in the second half. Bender over to Roy. Roy bounce pass over to Tarbert. Now to Martinez. To Kelly in the corner. 13 left on the shot clock. Cross-court pass to Tarbert. Tarbert puts the ball on the floor. Drives. And loose ball picked away by Kessler. And now here come the Hood Blazers on the break. So now here's Smith spinning her way through. Kicks it out to Appleby, a three. Good! Wow! Allie Appleby all alone. 50-38. Mustangs still up by 12. Bender back the other way to Sarah Tarbert. Now up to Kelly with 18 left on the shot clock. Mustangs trying to work the shot clock down as best as possible. Offensive foul. Offensive foul away from the ball. Going against the Mustangs, that is the third foul on Ty Bender. Now, that's the 17th foul overall, but because it is an offensive foul, the Hood Blazers will not be shooting. 5:05 left to go. Coach Jackie Boswell pleading her case on that call. Mustangs up by 12. Here's Smith. Screen from Briscoe. Pass up to Appleby. Appleby tried to drive the lane, kicks out to Briscoe, and Briscoe traveled with it. Turnover by the Blazers, so the Mustangs have it. 4:50 left to go. So now Martinez will be the inbounder. Sure to stay tuned. Next game coming up for Stevenson women's basketball is against Lycoming on Saturday. And that is a 1 o'clock start for the Mustangs. We'll be on the air at 12:50 from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. So Tarbert looking into the interior. Pass off to Caitlin Roy along the arc. Now over to Martinez in the corner. Martinez drives the lane, and now we got a foul. And it's going to be on the baseline. So foul going up against the Hood Blazers. Allie Appleby called for the foul. So that is her first. Team's eighth now. So going to the line for a 1-1 is Martinez. Stephanie Martinez, 0-for-2 from the line tonight, and now she's 0-for-3. Free throw missed. Rebound taken away by the Blazers on the 1-1. Missed, so 4:20 left to go. Here's Smith weaving through traffic. Hands back to Appleby, a 3. No good. And loose ball, foul underneath the basket. So a foul underneath the basket is going to be on Hood's number 15, Rachel Kessler. Oh, no, actually, I'm sorry. So now, free throw on the way is good. Actually, now it's a foul on Kayla Kelly. Rachel Kessler was going in the line. So the foul again on Kayla Kelly. My mistake. I thought that was error. Third foul. So now turnover, and now here come the Hood Blazers. 50-38. Stephenson up by 12. So now here's Briscoe at the top of the arc. Briscoe over to Smith. Smith now looking to try and get to the lane. Still looking for some help. Now drives. And Bender comes in, and we got a foul on Bender. Actually, no, they're going to call the... Nope, they are going to call it on Bender. So it sets up a 1-1. Actually, no, they're going to call it on Brittany Page instead. So that is Brittany Page's first foul. Not Ty Bender. That would have been her fourth. So 3:45 left to go in the second half. Here's a 1-1 from Smith. It is no good. Rebound by Wiley, but then a loose ball. Battling for it. Now we got a jump ball, and possession arrow is going to go towards the Blazers. So 3:42 left. So now Smith will inbound underneath the basket. Don't go anywhere. Post-game show, we'll get a chance to talk with head coach Jackie Boswell. Also get a player as well. 3:38 left to go. So now Smith at the top of the arc. And with 3.5 minutes, Smith weaving her way through, tries to drive the lane, and we got a foul underneath the basket. Ty Bender is going to be called for the foul, it looks like, on this one. Indeed, she will be. That is her fourth foul. Tough foul to take, and Coach Jackie Boswell asking what that was. Ty Bender asking what that was. So Bender shaking her head, can't believe it. And Coach Jackie Boswell, you can hear her coming from the crowd mic on the other side. She can't believe it. And now we got some attention talking to this added injury timeout with Rachel Wiley. He's giving Coach Jackie Boswell an extra second to talk with the officials. So now Boswell takes a seat. So 3:29 left to go in the second half. And so, hold on a second. Now, Coach Jackie Boswell wants to know why this isn't a timeout, because they've taken so much time to give Rachel Wiley here. So now, substitution coming on. Brittany George in. So Wiley has to be out. This might be a contact lens situation. So now, free throw is good. In which case, I believe they allow not a timeout to be taken for a contact lens situation. So 50-39 left to go. First free throw by Smith is good. She's got 7. Second one on the way is good. So now it's a 10-point Mustangs lead. 50-40. 3:29 left to go in the second half. So now Page. Bounce pass up to Tarbert. Tarbert facing Smith, and now hard defense, and then they just get past the pressure, and loose ball still into the corner, all the way down the other side of the court, and possession is still going to go with the Mustangs out of bounds. So 3:18 left to go, 50-40 still, so Kiara Harmon back into the game. Harmon's coming back with 4 fouls. Actually, 3 fouls, my mistake. So Kelly will inbound. A lot of contact right before the inbound play. Now we got a whistle on the perimeter. So now this game is pace has slowed quite a bit here. Team foul number 9, and the foul is going to go against Rachel Kessler. So now a 1-1 situation, and Haley Bauer's going to go to the line. So Bauer, first free throw is good. Haley Bauer coming into the game with a 25% from the free throw line, but 1 of 4 this season, so not a lot of attempts. That's her first point of the game. Second one on the way is good as well. Bauer increasingly got more time as the season went off. She's up to 5 minutes a game. Nice to see her out on the court and got another free throw as well. Full timeout called by Stevenson, and we will take one here as well. 51-42, Mustangs have a 9-point lead. Back in a moment, this is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Welcome back here. 3:18 left to go in the second half. 52-40. Mustangs have a 12-point lead. Now we'll hear this about the Hall of Fame. It's time to nominate a Stevenson University student-athlete for the 2015 Hall of Fame class. The Athletics Hall of Fame will honor former outstanding student-athletes, coaches, and administrators for their accomplishments and service to Stevenson's athletic program. Nominees for the class of 2015 will include those who graduated from Stevenson, formerly Villa Julie College, in 2005 or earlier. Second class of the Hall of Fame will be announced on July 2015 and inducted on October 23, 2015 as part of the university's homecoming and family weekend. To nominate someone, visit GoMustangSports.com. Select Inside Athletics and click on Hall of Fame. Nominations will be accepted through February 1st. So now, ball tapped out of bounds. Harmon, tough defense on the guards, and Blazers will inbound it again. 3:11 left to go in the second half. 52-40. Mustangs up by 12. So now here's Appleby inbounding it to Kessler. Kessler weaving through traffic. Kessler over to Appleby. Appleby fakes. Now, thought about driving. Kick rolls back out over to Kessler. Kessler meets a double team inside to Wiley. Shot is blocked, and Tarbert's got it. Tarbert, a lot of contact on her as she gives the ball off to Bender. And Bender leads the half court for the Mustangs. So Bender up to the top of the arc. Pass into the corner to Kelly. Kelly, reverse, layup no good. Kelly gets her own rebound, lays it up and in, and Kelly's got 19 points. So 2:33 left to go. Here's for Hood. Here's Kessler meeting a double team. Ball tapped out of bounds. Now here comes Bender. 54-40, Mustangs up by 14. Now here's Bauer. Bauer and tried to feed it inside. A lot of contact and turnover for the Mustangs. Now back the other way. Here's Hood for Kia Smith in trouble, and she drives the lane and is fouled on the way up to the basket. So 2:14 left to go. 54-40, and that will be it for Ty Bender. She's got a foul out of the game with 2:14 left to go, and the Mustangs having a 14-point lead. Ty Bender finishing the day with 2 points, 1 of 4 from the field, and 0 for 2 from the line, 3 fouls, and 3 assists. So while we have a second, as Mustangs will have time to figure out who they're going to put in place. When the Mustangs hit the road this season, take the games with you. Listen live online and on your mobile device on SFM Sports Channel 1. Get the TuneIn app and stream Mustangs basketball live on your phone. You can also visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports, then select the Mustang Sports Network to get Stevenson Athletics broadcasts. And indeed, we are on the road, so if you're listening that way, we appreciate it. So now to the free throw line is Verkia Smith. And the first free throw is an air ball. So now Smith again, 45% free throw shooter. Second one on the way is good. So she airballed one, and then she sinks one. So 7 points on the day for her. Actually, I'm sorry, 9 points on the day for her. 2:09 left to go in this game. The Mustangs up by 13. Martinez along the far wing. Scanning the court inside to Tarbert. Tarbert, and now we got a foul called. And let's see what the foul is going to be on. Foul is going to be on Rachel Wiley. That is her second foul. So now both teams at 10 fouls and the double bonus. So two shots all the way for every foul except offensive fouls. So Tarbert to the line. Tarbert free throw is good. And Tarbert's got 19 points. If she sinks another one, this would be time at number 6 this season that Tarbert gets at least 20. Here's the free throw. Up and good. 6th time now this season that Tarbert's got 20 points. 56-41. Mustangs have the lead. 1:55 left to go. Here's Smith crossing half court, being guarded closely by Kelly. Up to Kristen Histan into the game at the top of the arc. Now, Rachel Wiley tried to feed it inside to Briscoe. Martinez picks it up, and Hood has really struggled trying to feed it into the interior. That is something that outside of the first 5 minutes of the game has not worked out for them at all. Martinez over to Harmon. Harmon inside to Tarbert. Shot is no good. And then a loose ball on the rebound attempt. Tarbert, dangerous fall, flipped on her back for a second, and now we got a lot of contact. We got a foul coming at the end of that play. Tarbert gets up. She is fine. And let's see who the foul is. And the foul is going to be on Verkia Smith. That is her 4th foul. So now, Haley Bauer goes to the free throw line. So Bauer, free throw is good. 57-41. So Haley Bauer with 3 points in the game so far. She only averages about a point a game. So quality minutes for her. 1:23 left to go. So now here's Bauer again. Another free throw. No good off the back iron. Loose ball picked up by Kessler. And now over to Briscoe. Briscoe trying to weave her way through. And then loose ball picked up by Verkia Smith. Almost. Now she grabs it. She's on the ground, almost out of bounds. Coach Jackie Boswell is pleading for an out of bounds call. Now we got a foul on there. So 1:10 left to go. 57-41. And the foul is going to be across the court on Haley Bauer. That's her first. So 1:10 left to go. Rachel Wiley is going to go to the line. So now free throw is good. 57-42. Wiley, 13 points on the day for her. Wiley now a double-double with 11 rebounds to go along with that. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Harmon up to Martinez. So now just over a minute left. Martinez lost possession of the ball. Now here comes Kessler. Kessler drives, lays it up, no good. Loose ball picked up by Roy on the rebound. Now up to Kaylee Guzek back into the game. Guzek behind the back pass to Kelly. Kelly gets it up to Martinez. And now the Mustangs will try and whittle down the rest of this clock here. 18 seconds left on the shot clock, 47 left in the game. Here's Guzek. Briscoe on her, and now we got a foul on Alexis Briscoe. So 57-42. Mustangs up by 15. Mustangs are going to improve to 12-2 on the year, 6-0 in the Commonwealth Conference. Good for first place. Foul is on Alexis Briscoe, and she fouls out of the game. Briscoe finishes the day 6 points, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 1 of 2 from the field, 3 rebounds. First free throw on the way for Guzek is good, 58-42. Those are her first point of the game. Second one on the way is good, 59-42. Quite not in the offensive end for Guzek, but pretty good in other areas for her. So now the Mustangs up by 17. Smith Shot is good, high off the glass. Clock stops, 36.9 left. Mustangs up by 15. Inbound to Martinez, back to Kelly, over to Guzak. Got about a 7-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Here's Guzak. Now up to Martinez. Now to Guzak again along the arc. Now finds Kelly. Cross near, very near the half-court line. So now 14 left on the shot clock. Kelly over to Harmon. Now to Kelly. And Kelly's shot is blocked by Wiley. All the way up to Appleby, who lays it up and in. Too little, too late for the Blazers. Mustangs up by 13 still, 59-46. Roy over to Kelly. Kelly will cross half court. And over to Guzak. And that is how this game ends. Mustangs 59, Hood Blazers 46. Raise up your voices, MUSTANG. The Mustangs have a victory. 10 in a row now for the Mustangs. They improved to 12-2 overall, 6-0 in the conference. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with a post-game show, hopefully a post-game interview with Coach Jackie Boswell. We'll take a break. Mustangs beat the Blazers 59-46. This is the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Count it down to right out of my shoes. Tired, cool. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just hold the front of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just want the thrill, just want the thrill, just want the love, just want the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy 5 medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the 6th one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Frederick, Maryland, as we wrap up a Mustangs win over the Blazers, 59-46 here on the road in Frederick, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here as we wrap up the game. We're looking for Coach Boswell. She's talking with some of her the Stevenson faithful who came to the game, not a very long distance separating Hood and Stevenson, these two schools. We're also waiting for a player as well. We're told we will get one here, but Jackie Boswell across the court behind the bench, and the winning as she gets win at number 10 in a row, 59-46. In the meantime, while we wait, we'll take a look at the final stats between the two teams and for the Mustangs as we actually wait for an updated stat sheet here, and we'll try and refresh as much as possible. Through about 5 minutes left in the game, Mustangs' shooting percentage was up around 37%. Meanwhile, Hood had trailed off a lot to 29% from the field. So Mustangs shooting better than Hood from behind the arc, about 38.5% to 33%. Free throws 7 of 12 for Stevenson, 8 of 10 for Hood in the game. And the Mustangs led at the half 28-21 and really turned up the steam in the second half. The live stats paused at about 6 minutes left to go in the game, so the stats we have are through that point right now until we get the final paper copy. But through that point in the game, trying to look, the Stevenson Mustangs had 13 steals versus 9 for Hood. Blocks was 5-4 Stevenson, and assists doubling up Hood 14-7. Turnovers, Mustangs were 17, and Hood 24 turnovers. Another game where the Mustangs defense has forced a ton of turnovers in the game. Kayla Kelly finished with 19 points, I believe. That was her total. Sarah Tarbert finished with 20 in the game. So sixth time now that Sarah Tarbert has gotten at least 20 points. 70 Martinez with 6. Kara Harmon with 4. Haley Bauer with 3. Brittany Page with 3. Ty Bender with 2. At least those are some of the unofficial totals coming in. Remember, stat sheet stopped working about 6 minutes left into the game. Rachel Wiley, at that point, was leading Hood with 12 points. Ariana DeLarame was 7. Rekia Smith was 6. Alexis Briscoe was 6. And Alexis Andercat with 2. Brittany George with 2. So that is our totals to the game. And once again, 59-46, Stevenson winning over Hood. We'll take our break and come back. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Frederick, Maryland, as we wrap up a Stevenson win over Hood, 59-46. Mustangs 12-2 overall, 6-0 in the conference. We're joined post-game interview by Coach Jackie Boswell. And, Coach, I know you noticed you called a timeout about 14 minutes left in the first half. Wanted to settle everyone down, it seemed, and probably not the best series of minutes of basketball for your team this season, but turned it around nicely and on the road able to pick up another win.
Yeah, I mean, the road games are always hard. And, you know, we just want to make sure our defense is there. I thought our defense was really good in the first half, and Kayla, you know, really kept us in it offensively, I thought. You know, but we rebounded the ball pretty good, and you know, just it was ugly, but you got to try to take it whatever you can on the road.
In the second half on the defensive end in particular, I think just closing it off and making it difficult for Rachel Wiley, the shots got harder for her throughout the game.
Yeah, I thought we did a better job on her in the second half. You know, fighting some illnesses right now, so trying to get some people some extra minutes and trying to get them some rest. But, you know, right now it's crunch time. So I thought our girls really did a great job of just kind of sucking it up and doing what they had to do.
And especially some foul trouble early on with Kara Harmon and Ty Bender. You only had four fouls as a team, but those two picked up two fouls apiece. So you had to rely a lot on Imani Sanders. Haley Bauer came into the game, too. I'm sure that impressed you on how well they played.
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job. I mean, Imani's been getting those minutes all year and really been stepping up and just doing her job. And she's doing great for that. And Haley, you know, we have a lot of confidence in Haley. You know, we just want to make sure that, you know, she's buying into the defensive end that we want. But I thought she came in and, you know, gave us some good offense and actually played pretty good defense. So I am very happy with that, yes.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, now we bring on Kayla Kelly post-game here. And Kayla, you seem to have one of those shooting nights that we've seen so often. When things are on, we could tell, because then you go on a streak. I think it was 4 or 6 points in a row in the second half. Talk about how you were feeling it throughout the game.
I felt that my goal first was defense. I had to shut down Kessler first, and I figured the rest would come. Then I saw two of my scorers go out of the game, and I knew that somebody had to pick up the slack. So I just attacked. I shot the ball. I had built up confidence in myself that I could fill in the roles that we were missing.
You mentioned Rachel Kessler, 0-for-7 for her today. No points, but you knew she was tough coming in. Talk about what you did before this game to prepare for her.
My coaches scouted her very well, and they gave us what we needed to successfully shut her down, and I just executed what my coaches told me to do.
Coach mentioned some illnesses with the team, and we saw some new faces playing a little bit more minutes, but didn't seem to miss a beat out there.
Oh, I'm still feeling something.
Yeah, you're feeling something.
Yeah,
you didn't show it.
Yeah, I'm still feeling it. I had a tough week last week, but this week's getting a little better. But, you know, I just ask for water as quick as possible whenever I'm on the court. Try to get some fluids in me and keep it going. And that's the same with the team. Just try to keep us hydrated.
Kayla, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Kayla Kelly joining us, as well as Coach Jackie Boswell on the postgame show. The postgame show brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. Well, that'll just about do it here. We have men's basketball coming up in a matter of moments here. It's the Stephenson University Mustangs taking on the Hood Blazers, the men's basketball edition. And fans of Sid Zweibaum, you'll be happy because Sid has returned from Jamaica, all sun and rested, and he is ready to go. We want a special thanks to our audio and our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, for helping us out. And now, for everyone at SFMSports.net, I'm Rob Dawson saying so long from Frederick, Maryland. Mustangs win 59-46. Men's basketball coming up in a couple of minutes. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
This has been a presentation of Stephenson University Mustangs basketball from SFMSports.net. This multimedia broadcast was powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stephenson University. Get game recaps and more at GoMustangSports.com, the official home of Stephenson University Athletics.